Chapter 3. Yo, Jamie, Desmond Hodden yelled as she came out of the building. It's about time, girl. I was about to come into that gym and get you myself.
Yeah, right, Jamie said with a smile as he approached. Coach Seville would have kicked your butt all over the gym if you stepped foot in there.
You're probably right. That woman's fierce, Des said before giving her a sloppy kiss.
Jamie had been seeing Des all summer. He was the nicest boy she had ever hung out with, even though Darcy thought they kissed too much. So what? Jamie figured. Darcy wasn't mom, and Jamie wasn't about to let her sister tell her how to be with boys. Forget that.
Dang, Jay, he cried, looking at the clothes she wore to cheerleading practice. These shorts are short.
He grinned and then broke into some lines of a popular song. Baby got a booty, it's working double duty. Filling out her jeans, she's my little cutie.
Stop it, Des, Jamie yelled, suddenly feeling embarrassed.
Many of the girls from tryouts were hanging around in front of the school, and Des's singing had gotten their attention. Some were staring at them. Jamie cringed inside and started walking.
Hey, it's just a song, Des laughed as he fell into step beside her. I was just messing around, that's all. Besides, you look good. Why can't I speak the truth? It's what guys do with their girlfriends, right?
He dropped an arm over her shoulder.
That's not the point, Jamie said.
She wanted to get away from the front of the school where everyone could hear them.
Hey, Jamie, hold up.
Jamie turned. Tasha Jenkins was behind them, along with Vanessa Pierce and a couple of other girls Jamie didn't know. Des's arm dropped off Jamie's shoulder as the girls approached. Even though Tasha had also gone to Irving Middle School, Jamie never really considered her a friend. There was always something a bit fake about her that kept Jamie from getting too close. Tasha's smile always seemed to be just a little too big, or her eyes just a little too curious, even now as she walked closer.
I want you to meet some people. Jamie, this is Vanessa.
Tasha sounded as if she was introducing them to royalty. And her friends, Renita and Kim. This is Jamie and her boyfriend, Desmond. Vanessa looked Jamie over as if she was inspecting something.
You were good, Jamie. You'll probably make the squad unless you screw up big time on Thursday, she said confidently.
Trust me, I've been through this before. Last year, I knew the first day who was going to make it and who wasn't. She flipped her head and made her long hair fly. Up close, Jamie was sure Vanessa's hair wasn't real, but it still looked nice. And with her curvy hips and her chest filling her t-shirt, Vanessa seemed like the kind of girl you would see in a magazine. Jamie suddenly felt small and almost boyish, no matter what Des said. His eyes were on Vanessa, too.
I would have made it last year, but I sprained my ankle doing a round off and had to sit out while it healed, she explained. But from what I've seen, I think you're good enough to make it.
Thanks, Jamie replied, almost blushing. There was something about being praised by Vanessa that made her feel as if she had already made the cheerleading squad.
But I have to say, some of these girls were just a mess, Vanessa continued, her face scrunching as if she saw something that disgusted her. You know, the ones stepping on people's toes, mumbling the steps to themselves, the ones who can't even cheer and smile at the same time.
She rolled her eyes.
We don't need no clumsy girls embarrassing us, do we?
No way, Renita agreed. She was lighter skinned with curly hair that framed her face.
People will laugh us off the field when we play Zamora. We can't have that.
Though no one said it, Jamie knew they were talking about Angel. She felt awkward talking about the girl behind her back.
I saw you, Jamie. You got stepped on like a million times, Vanessa said sympathetically.
Seriously, I felt bad for you.
It wasn't that bad, Jamie said, trying to change the subject. I mean, everyone was messing up at first.
She knew she wasn't telling the whole truth. Angel had been really uncoordinated in the beginning, and her foot still hurt from where the girl had stomped it.
I'm sorry, but that girl Angel was the worst, Kim cut in.
She had brown skin and wore her hair pulled back in a smooth black bun.
Did you see the look on her face while she was doing the routine? She asked.
Then she scrunched her face into a tight frown, imitating Angel. She looked retarded or something. Tasha cackled loudly. Too loudly, Jamie thought. That's funny, she cried, clapping her hands. Retarded. That's exactly what she looked like. Tasha crossed her eyes and twisted her lips, making her face distorted and ugly. Go, Bluford, she yelled, her voice loud and unnatural, mocking the way Angel yelled out during practice. The older girls laughed, and Tasha beamed with pride. Dez didn't say anything. Jamie knew he didn't like that kind of talk either, but his eyes were fixed on Vanessa's t-shirt. Speak of the devil, Renita muttered, cocking her head. Jamie turned, along with the rest of the girls, to see Angel walking along the sidewalk alone, with her head down and a heavy-looking backpack on her shoulders. She still looks retarded if you ask me, mumbled Kim. The rest of the girls chuckled. Angel seemed to hear the laughter. She looked up and noticed the girls watching her. Immediately, her eyes locked on her feet as if some invisible chain held them down. You know, some people don't have what it takes for cheerleading, Vanessa said loudly as Angel got closer. I'm not sure why some people even bother to try out. Mm-hmm, Kim said in agreement. I don't know either. Vanessa turned to face Angel as she approached. I know some people better not step on my foot. I've spent too much money on my sneakers to have somebody scuffing them up with their stinky old shoes. And I bet her shoes do stink, Tasha added. Again, the girls laughed. Jamie squirmed. She hated what Vanessa was doing. She could see by the worried look on Angel's face that she was scared. Jamie knew if she remained quiet, Angel would think she was just like Vanessa and the rest of her mean friends. Jamie didn't want that. And yet, if she stood up for Angel, Jamie knew she could get into trouble. Vanessa and her friends might turn on her. That was the last thing she needed, a bunch of upper-class girls as enemies. Still, she couldn't just sit there and do nothing. Yeah, but if Angel moves like she did in the second routine, she probably ain't gonna step on anyone's shoes again, Jamie said, hoping to let Angel know she was on her side. Vanessa and Kim glanced at her. Angel didn't say a word. She just kept her head down and walked a little faster, as if ignoring the girls was the best way to deal with them. Jamie couldn't blame her. She wished the sidewalk were wider and Angel didn't have to get so close to them. Yeah, well, you gotta have the whole package to be a cheerleader, Tasha chimed in. Angel was only 2 car lengths away. And it helps if you're good-looking, she said with a frown. But since she ain't got no hope for that, she better at least learn the moves. Renita and Kim hooted at Tasha's comment, raising their hands to their mouths as ugly laughter spilled through their fingers. Finally, Dez seemed to wake up. That was cold, Tasha, he muttered, shaking his head. Why you want to say a thing like that? 'Cause it's true, Vanessa replied. The girls laughed even louder. Angel ignored them. She made a move to rush by the group, but Vanessa stuck out her foot. Angel tripped, hitting the sidewalk on all fours. Her books tumbled from her backpack as she fell. Jamie could see she scraped her leg. Hey, Dez protested. He bent over her, stretching out his hand to help her. You okay? Angel ignored him. She bounded to her feet as if she wasn't hurt, even though a raw red mark appeared just below her knee. How's she gonna be a cheerleader? This girl can't even walk straight. Vanessa shook her head and smirked. Angel quickly stooped to gather her books. I saw you trip her, Jamie muttered. Why did you do that? Kim rolled her eyes as if what Jamie said bothered her. Aren't you Darcy Wills' sister? Yeah, so? Well, I guess I thought you'd be smarter, Kim replied with an edge to her voice. Just then, a burst of electronic music sliced into the air. Tasha pulled a pink cell phone out of her purse and flipped it open. Angel quickly grabbed the last of her books and rushed off without a word. Jamie wanted to follow her, but she couldn't bring herself to leave the group of girls. Instead, she watched Angel wander down the street alone. I told you I had cheerleading, Mom, Tasha said impatiently into the phone. Don't you remember? I said it like 100 times. She spoke in a tone Jamie wouldn't dare use with Mom. And yet, Jamie thought, it almost sounded as if Tasha was putting on a performance. Okay, fine, she said finally, and hung up. Vanessa continued as if the phone never rang. I didn't trip her, Jamie, she said sweetly. I moved at the same time she did, that's all. It ain't my fault if she gets tangled up in her own feet, is it? Vanessa blinked innocently. Besides, be real, Jamie. Do you really think she belongs out there with us? Jamie paused. She didn't like the way Vanessa, Tasha, and their friends were acting, but she knew Angel was a little odd, not like the kind of girl who would really fit in. See? Tasha sounded triumphant. You know she's a hot mess, Jamie, so just keep your mouth shut and leave it to Vanessa. She knows how to handle girls like her, don't you, Vanessa? Thanks, Tasha. Vanessa put her arms around Tasha's shoulders and gave her a quick squeeze. You're like the little sister I never had, you know that? Oh, by the way, could I have your phone for a second? Tasha stared at her phone. For an instant, she was frozen, as if she didn't know what to do. Well, my mom said I wasn't supposed to. Vanessa's arm slid off Tasha's back. Oh, she said coldly. Well, I just wanted to text my mom at work and let her know I was on my way home. But that's okay. Maybe I'll find someone else who's willing to help me. No, it's all right, if it's just for a second. Tasha fished the phone out of her bag and handed it over. But just one quick text, okay? A wide grin stretched across Vanessa's face. Thanks, girl. You're the best. She looked the phone over, touching the buttons. Can you take pictures with this, too? Pictures, movies, Tasha answered, beaming with pride. I saved all summer to buy it, but Mom said I can only have a few minutes a month, and when they're all gone, I don't get any more, she added, as Vanessa's long fingernails tapped the keyboard. I understand, Vanessa said, pressing send. Thanks, girl. You are all right. Let's go to my house. We can practice our jumps for tomorrow. Her eyes flicked over Jamie. You can come too, Jamie. She then smiled at Dez as if she knew something Jamie didn't. Unless you guys have other plans. Thanks, but I have to go home, Jamie said quickly. I'm already late. We're going to dinner at my aunt's house. It sounded like a lie, but it wasn't. Jamie dreaded seeing Aunt Charlotte. Like the algebra test, it was something she had been doing her best to forget about all day. I have to go home and change. Vanessa flipped her hair extensions and smiled. Well, I guess we have lots of time to practice and get to know each other. I'm telling you right now, this is half the new cheerleaders standing right here. She squeezed Tasha's shoulder again, and they walked off, with Renita and Kim following less than a step behind. Jamie hoped what Vanessa said was true, that she would make the squad, but she was still bothered by what happened with Angel, and Kim's comment, and the way Tasha seemed so fake, especially around Vanessa.
Man, them girls are mean, like a pack of dogs, only better looking, Dez joked.
Yeah, I noticed you couldn't keep your eyes off Vanessa. Maybe you're a dog, too.
Come on, Jay. My eyes were on you most of the time, but you didn't notice, he said defensively. Hey, Cooper said he'd treat for pizza tomorrow after school. You want to come?
Jamie hesitated. She knew Darcy would probably be there, too, since she was best friends with Cooper and his girlfriend, Tara. The last thing Jamie wanted to do was hang out with her sister when she didn't have to.
I got cheerleading, Dez. I don't know. So come late, he interrupted.
All right, maybe after practice.
Cool.
Dez looked over his shoulder, then leaned in and gave Jamie a long, lingering kiss on the lips that left her a little breathless.
Tomorrow, he said. Don't forget.
You're late, Darcy barked as soon as Jamie walked in the door. You're not my mother, Darcy, Jamie snapped. You're only 2 years older than me. I don't know why you think you can talk to me like you're my boss or something. Jamie slapped her books on the kitchen chair, grabbed a glass, and filled it with water. After 2 weeks of hearing each teacher at Blueford tell her she was dumber than Darcy, the last thing Jamie wanted was a lecture from her. Darcy frowned. Well, everyone else is almost ready, and you know how important this is to Mom.
I know, Darcy. I don't need you to tell me, okay?
Then why are you so late?
I told you this morning, Jamie said between gulps of water. It was the first day of cheerleading tryouts, remember?
Darcy grunted. She sat at the kitchen table wearing khaki pants and a white blouse. Textbooks were spread around her at the table. In addition, there were a couple of thick library books stacked right in front of her. The official SAT study guide was on top. Darcy was only a junior at Bluford, but lately all she talked about was college this and college that. Mom and Dad were no better. When they weren't talking about the new baby, there were nonstop discussions about Darcy getting a scholarship if her SAT scores were high enough. She's only a junior, Jamie wanted to scream each time the subject came up. And it's only September. Why is everybody rushing everything? Last week, Jamie mentioned it to her sister, and Darcy snapped. Just because you blow off school doesn't mean I'm going to, Darcy had yelled. Mom jumped in on Darcy's side. Jamie rolled her eyes at them. She was still angry that they ganged up on her. So how were the tryouts? Darcy mumbled as she flipped through the SAT book. Fine, Jamie muttered. She would have liked to tell her about how hard the step routine was, or what had gone down with Vanessa and Tasha and that odd girl Angel, but she could see Darcy wasn't interested. Her eyes were focused on the page in front of her. Is Dad here yet? Jamie asked. Dad had struggled to find work since Mom announced she was pregnant. Recently, he took a new day job as a customer service representative for the cable company. At night, he was a cab driver. Most evenings, he barely had enough time to eat dinner before heading out to work again. Darcy nodded. He and Mom are getting ready. You really should hurry up and get changed. If we're late to Aunt Charlotte's because of you, Mom's gonna get upset. You remember what her doctor said. Jamie! Mom's angry voice cut Darcy off. She stood in the hallway in a blue dress stretched tight around her pregnant belly. Why aren't you ready? We're supposed to be at Charlotte's in half an hour. I told you, Darcy mumbled under her breath. I can get ready in 5 minutes, Mom, Jamie said, moving toward her room. Mom had been tired and irritable for weeks. Last month, she was so exhausted that her back had given out one night at work at the hospital. Her doctors explained that the pregnancy and the long hours as an ER nurse were too much for her 40-year-old body. The family had talked about it and agreed to help out more so Mom wouldn't be so stressed. But then Aunt Charlotte called and invited the family to dinner. Jamie thought it was a bad idea from the start. Mom always seemed tense around her sister, and Jamie couldn't stand to go to her house since a fight they had there last year. Yet for some reason, Mom agreed to go. You were supposed to be home by 4:30, her mother fussed as Jamie walked down the hallway. What were you doing all that time? Cheerleading tryouts, Jamie cried. I told you yesterday, remember? She was used to repeating herself. No one in the house seemed to listen to a word she said. Her mother took a deep breath. I told you I'm not sure about you cheering right now, Jamie, she grumbled. You barely made it out of the 8th grade. And that counselor said you need to pay attention to your schoolwork. Yeah, I know what he said, Jamie grumbled, thinking of Mrs. Gessner and the crumpled test somewhere at the bottom of her backpack. She didn't know how she would ever get her parents to sign it. Since I'm late, maybe you should just go on without me, she offered. Aunt Charlotte hates me anyway. Mom glared at her. Don't start with me, Jamie Wills, Mom said. Whenever her mother used her last name, Jamie knew she was getting mad. You two may not always see eye to eye, but she still loves you, understand? Mom stared hard into Jamie's face. Jamie knew better than to say anything. Instead, she just nodded. You're going, and you'll be nice, Mom added. I'll try, but what am I supposed to do when she's not nice? And what if she acts the way she did last time when she started saying mean things about me and about Dad? I can't stand sitting there while she's bad-mouthing and looking down on us. No matter what she says, you'll mind your place, you hear me? Mom warned. She's your aunt and you'll show her respect. Jamie could see the lines in her mother's forehead and the weariness in her eyes. She knew she should just stop arguing with her, but in that moment, she just couldn't. So I'm supposed to just sit in her stupid dining room while she disrespects me? Yes. Dad boomed from down the hallway. You heard your mother, and you know better than to keep arguing with her, especially right now.
Just drop it, Jamie, Darcy added from the dining room.
Jamie's head began to throb. She wanted to scream at everyone in the house. None of them seemed to listen or care about her anymore. Everything was focused on the baby or mom's health or Darcy's SAT scores. Nothing else mattered. For an instant, Jamie could feel angry tears in her eyes. Mom seemed to notice them.
Please, Jamie, she said calmly. Just go and get ready, for my sake, if for no other reason.
Jamie took a deep breath, fighting to swallow down her rage.
Fine, she said sullenly.
She grabbed her backpack and hurried to her room, slamming the door.